This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Arif Khan, A-R-I-F-K-H-A-N. Date of birth 07-07-1967. Date of appointment 1/24/2025. Arif Khan is a 61-year-old right-handed man who developed double vision about 1 week ago. He sees double when he opens both eyes. When he closes one eye, he sees one. He went to the emergency room where CT of the head, CT angiogram of the head and neck, CTA of the chest, abdomen and pelvis, and MRI of the brain are within normal limit. Patient was sent home from the emergency room. He was diagnosed with diabetes mellitus and hypertension. His hemoglobin A1C was 6.9. He did not have any weakness, no numbness, no speech problem, no headache. Past medical history, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, past surgical history, none, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, metoprolol, 25 mg 2 times daily, metformin, 500 mg daily, aspirin, 81 mg daily. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. He worked at a grocery store in a gas station. He is married. He has 4 children. Family history, mother deceased, father deceased, 2 sisters, 2 brothers, 1 killed in a motor vehicle accident. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having ptosis of the right eyelid and double vision. Physical examination. Blood pressure 150 over 85, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bulbs on present, neck supple, there is no carotid pruritus, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light. Extraocular movement in the left eye is intact, but right eye is abducted. Right eye cannot cross the midline, cannot adduct, and cannot look up and down nasally. It rotates to the laterally. Right-sided ptosis present. No facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination. Strength 545. deep tender reflexes, 2 or 4 plantar responses or flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 61-year-old right-handed man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, right sided ptosis. Number 2, diplopia. Number 3, right sided ophthalmoplegia. Next paragraph. All is above problem, all due to uncontrolled diabetes and hypertension. His workup, including MRI of the brain, CT of the head, CT angiogram of the head and neck, are negative. I would like to continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily, metoprolol 25 mg 2 times daily, and metformin 500 mg daily. I advise to use the eye patch and alternate with the good eye. The importance of good control of diabetes and good control of blood pressure explained to the patient. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months.